Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome back, you bum.
Yeah, you bum.
You bum.
I would like to say that I was, I wouldn't like to say that. I just took the day off yesterday.
Yeah, but it was well-deserved. You worked, you DJed on Sunday night late.
Yeah, SBP had their Oberon release party.
Yeah,
and they do it every year, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, people, you made the comment because the place was packed.
Packed, man.
Any people work on Monday?
Yeah, I started at 10 o'clock. I was playing the music, and I'm looking around. I'm like, damn, dude, there's a lot of people here. Did all of you, I got on the mic, did all of you take Monday off? Because they're getting pretty wild, man.
Getting crazy, man.
It was.
Getting crazy on a Sunday night.
Get a little of that sweet Oberon in you, man.
I love it. Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, man.
Kiki did a fantastic job.
She always does.
Yeah.
Did she end up doing my show yesterday?
No, I did.
You did?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because you forgot to schedule someone.
I did. It was Saturday night. We were watching the Michigan game at my house.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around. I'm like, oh! Somebody's got to do my show. Yeah. Kiki, you're right here. Yeah. What's up?
You do it. No, I ended up doing it, and it was great. Right. Probably the best show ever.
The best midday
show ever that this
station has seen in quite a while.
The whole time, I was like, I don't know, what does Hunter call this? The group, the get-together, to the grind?
It's the grind.
It's the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You loved it, didn't you?
I did. It was great.
You loved it.
This morning, we're talking about what is something you're surprised you ended up liking? You're like, I'm not going to like that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, huh, I like that.
I had one from over the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we'll talk about this in just a little bit. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's something you're surprised you ended up liking? We'll be back. Good Lord.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:39. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Today, we're talking about stuff that we are surprised we ended up liking. Those things like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hate it. This was a little hard for me because I'm pretty open to most things. Uh-huh. I'll try most things once. But I can go into things going like, I don't think I'm going to like that.
What, like meth?
Yeah, exactly. See, you didn't end up liking meth.
No.
I figured I wouldn't. I didn't. So that's it. I'm highly addicted to it now.
So you said you tried it?
No, I've never tried meth, for God's sakes. For God's sakes. Heroin, though, totally different.
Oh,
yeah.
Good God, man.
Jeez. Got me started now. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I do have one that it's very mild. There's nothing crazy to it. But I give my wife a hard time for listening to hipster music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that indie hipster music.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Don't you know, you got your portable record player and your wood glasses that don't even have frames in them. It's like, come on.
We get it.
And she does that. But we went to a show at the DTE.
Yeah.
It was Florence and the Machine. And a couple other bands on there. And we were walking in. I was like, look at all these yuppie hipster sons of bitches.
Just thinking, I'm going to hate this.
Good
man.
Lord. It smelled like patchouli. It was just like, yeah, hippies, get a job. And it was one of the best shows I ever saw.
Really?
It was amazing.
Really?
The whole time, I'm like, this is awesome. The first band was Of Monsters and Men. And they were great. I love that.
That's a great band.
And they were fantastic. And then Florence came on, and I was just like, this is awesome, honey. I had a really good time.
What was great about it? What was different?
She was super talented. It was a high-energy show.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounded really good. I mean, just all in all, it was great.
So you walked out with a smile.
Minus the idiot with the hula hoop and the bubble machine. I was like, all right, besides those two, I had a fantastic time.
The guy was probably feeling really good, bro.
So needless to say, I put away my biased black t-shirt rock guy, and I had a great time. I did. So that was mine.
Nice,
that
dude.
Was mine.
Mm-hmm.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Let's see. Carla said avocado.
Yeah.
You like avocado at all?
I like the dip.
Yeah, so like just a chunk of avocado though, you probably wouldn't like.
Probably not.
I'm not sure
if I've ever had one.
Like just a slice of avocado.
I've had like chunks in like the dip.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever just straight up eaten a piece of avocado though.
Maybe I should try that. Yeah, we need. Sir, I need just one piece of avocado, please, sliced. Let's see. Bruce said Brussels sprouts. Bruce, you psycho.
Right. Yeah.
Ugh.
We are terrible.
Lena said metal and metalcore music. Welcome to the dark side.
Welcome.
Welcome. Jennifer said aloe vera drinks. Ugh.
What?
I don't. Like, you're drinking aloe vera?
You sunburnt?
Derek said sushi.
Oh, yeah, sushi.
See,
oh.
Now, Hunter, you're out of that because you've tried it and you just don't like it.
Oh, yeah, it's sushi. It's great. No, it's not. It's terrible. Here, just you got to try the right one. No, you don't. It's terrible.
It's so good.
It's not. Dude.
Maybe you haven't had the right sushi, Hunter. Yeah. I'm going to pull that line again.
Again.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're going to take a quick break. Give us a call. What is something you are surprised that you liked that you didn't think you would like?
Yeah.
We'll take a few calls here in a little bit. Good morning. 749 is Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up?
About to do the Carlton dance.
Yeah, you do it very well, surprisingly. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about things that you were surprised that you ended up liking. Yeah. Do you have anything that you were surprised? You're like, I don't like this. I'm not going to like it. And then you try it, and you're like, huh.
You might take my man card for this one for a brief moment. But over the weekend, yeah, I was like that. I'm like, I'm just not going to have a good time with this. And I actually ended up, I really liked it. It was pretty good. It was I can't remember what movie it was, but it was a Lifetime movie. The wife had control of the controller for the next coming hours, and she picked the Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here we go, nap time.
So cheesy, it was good, huh?
And, you know, honestly, it wasn't bad, man. It was a pretty, you know, I could tell what's going to happen. You know, guy that's always, you know, the nice guy in the beginning of the movie is always the one who kills the lady.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. And it's always some husband that starts out like a great guy. He's a great guy. And then something happens, and then you're like, you know, there's something with that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if I like him. Yeah. And then it goes to commercial, and it comes back, and then he does something completely off, you know.
No, I thought he was the good one.
But I ended up liking it. It was pretty decent.
So you liked a Lifetime movie. What's wrong with you?
I know, dude.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I just went to bed afterwards. I'm like, I can't tell anybody this. Yeah. And I end up telling it on the radio.
Put on your nightie and then go to bed?
Right.
God.
Hey, I went and sucked my thumb and passed out.
Right? Tuck your sack back and go to bed. No, I can't say it because there's times where Kiki's watching, like, The Bachelor.
Uh-uh.
And then I just happen to be walking. Like, I'll go do something else, and I'll just be walking by, and I'll end up watching. I'm like, and I'll make a comment. I'm like, what are you? Stop it.
Nice.
Stop it.
Look away.
Look away. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something you were surprised that you ended up liking? WIRX, hello.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
I actually have to admit, at the risk of sounding sissy here, I tried a pedicure. It's actually nice. It's relaxing.
You know, I honestly can't give you a hard time because Kiki has worked on my nails before, and it is feel nice when she, like, gets to the cuticles and everything like that. I'm right there with you, man. Uh-oh. I've never done a full-on, but I might have to try it now.
Yeah, because the wife went in for it. She's like, oh, it's only going to be a couple minutes. Well, a couple minutes is actually like half hour, 45 minutes. I'm like, you know what? Fine.
You know
I'll
what?
Do it too.
Maybe you and Brock can get one together and cuddle while you guys do it.
You know what, Hunter? Why don't you shut your mouth? All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Dude, somebody talked me into driving a demolition derby once.
Uh-huh.
And I got addicted.
You didn't think you
would go out and smash into somebody.
You didn't think you would like it?
Come on, man.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but you at first though you were hesitant, you were apprehensive to going and doing a demolition derby.
Oh, I was so scared. I thought, oh, I'm going to get hurt.
So I did it
without a roll bar. I just did it with a normal, you know, shoulder belt.
Jeez,
guaranteed wreck.
Never
man.
Been injured. Lucked out.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you like it now. Just stay away from me on the road, okay?
No way. I mean, that's why I drive a bus. I mean, people get out of my way.
Oh, good Lord! All right, Larry. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye.
People travel around and do that demo derbies.
Oh, yeah.
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 I was going to say, how can you get addicted? You get addicted, you got to wait a whole nother year.
That's right.
I've just only seen it at the Bering County Youth Fair.
They hop in their mobile home that is pulling their demo car.
Right.
And they just hit the road.
Right. And that's the demo guy.
Look out, Bering County Youth Fair. Here we come. Yeehaw. The Johnsons are headed your way. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Yeah, dude.
I knew it was coming.
7:58, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Well, what's something you're surprised you ended up liking? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got a lot of great answers on here. Sherry's comment on our Facebook page. She put Brock.
Oh.
Hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Hilarious. And Brad, I can't say yours on air. I can't say it. Because it's inappropriate.
Is it the one you told me earlier?
Yeah, it's the one I told you about earlier.
Yeah, there's no real good way to put that one,
no,
bro.
No, there's not. And I'm not even going to try, all right? No. Even though our PD is gone, Zach's gone, probably not listening, I'm not going to do it. I don't need that email in my life.
You're taking the safe road.
I'm taking the safe road. That's right. I'm going to be mature today.
But he'd be proud of you. He'd be proud of you, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks. That's all that I wanted. Really, you know, I just want to say, for all those people that maybe I'm not going to like this, just try it.
Just try it.
Try everything once. Mm. Try everything once. That's my rule of thumb, except for meth.
I was going to say, there's like a few exceptions.
Yeah, meth, murder. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't swallow a bee.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea.
You know, don't
you ain't going to like it.
You're probably not going to like it. What if that's your thing now? Like, right. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
It's not bad.
Swollen throat.
I like it.
Nice, I can hardly breathe.
Nice tight feeling in there.
All right.
I'm going to keep doing this. How did we get to that?
I don't know.
What happened?
But you're absolutely right. You should try everything once.
Try everything once.
You know, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. I've done it. I've done it with sushi. Yeah. I've done it with olives.
Well, now we're going to try sushi again for you just because
no,
you don't understand.
No.
You just had the wrong sushi.
Burn it. Rock 106.